Application numbers are for the sign-off is SI-2022-820, and sidewalk waiver is VA-2022-132. Those are the applications approved. Okay.
Thank you.
Work. Let's see what happens next. We have item 8, which is PR 2021-5467, EPC final site plan sign-off for SI-2022-861 and VA-2022-134, an IDO waiver that has been added to the application regarding the buffer. And this is for Raising Cane's Restaurants at 4800 Montgomery Boulevard, and once again, Modulus Architects. So Ms. Okoye, just give us your name and then I'll swear you in.
Regina Okoye, Modulus Architects.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and update us on this application.
Okay, so this one is the location for Cane's on Montgomery. So we've been going through trying to address all the application comments from the different departments, and we've come pretty far. And then we also submitted for a waiver for the landscape buffer area for a drive-through. So that was also submitted and a part of our application. So at this time, we will just go through the remainder of the comments and see if we can iron those out.
Okay. And to clarify that the waiver is not to not build the buffer of the drive-through lane, but rather it will be in some areas on a narrower strip, but it still will be buffered. Okay.
Correct.
Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8 on 4800 Montgomery Boulevard? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We had a couple comments that were not required to be revised at this stage. We do want those comments incorporated into your work order plans. I just wanted to note them. For your information as you move forward to that step. I do not need them revised for DRB approval, so I'm not going to get into the detail here. If you just want to pass those along to your engineer, we have no objections to the infrastructure list or the other application documents on your site plan. And the only thing I'm going to note for the record is the water meter will require an easement if it's outside the right-of-way, and that will be handled with your DRC work order before we do the closeout. If there's an easement required, it will be dedicated at that time. And then no objections to the IDO waiver. So with that, I think we're good to go. Thank you.
Understood, thank you.
Code enforcement?
Again, all prior comments have been addressed and I have no comments and no objections.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. So it appears the waiver for the public health, safety, and welfare per transportation and per the justification, but not necessarily to benefit the streetscape or pedestrian realm. I know that in the IDO that the requirement is for a vegetative screen or wall at least 3, but not more than 4 feet. And I'm wondering if the applicant has considered a wall in replacement of the width of the buffer, because the wall would provide a more permanent and opaque screen for the streetscape and the drive-through lane.
So this is Gina Modris, architect. So yes, we have looked at all options for this case. We've been going back and forth for a while with this. So we decided to go ahead and provide as much screening as we possibly could and then add that vegetation in there for additional pedestrian safety. So yes, all aspects has been looked at and this was the best route forward for this site.
And what was the determination on the wall?
I do have my engineer here as well, just to speak on that, but it's because of the bypass lane that we didn't add that wall in there as well, but provide as much as we can. So we're just asking for the additional feet to be taken out, but still providing all the vegetation screening.
Is it possible to provide the wall?
Liz, are you on? Wilmot?
Yes. Hi, my name is Liz Wilmot. I'm the civil engineer on this site.
Can you give us your address?
Yes. So Liz Wilmot, 1000 Second Avenue, Suite 3900, Seattle, Washington, 98104.
Okay. And do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Wilmot.
Yeah. So I guess the reason that we're opting for the landscaping in lieu of a wall here would be because the purpose of the bypass lane was to allow customers who are, you know, they're waiting in line for a long time or that for some reason need to exit to pass around the existing queuing for the drive-through lane. And given the short or the reduced width of buffer space that we have and the fact that the bypass lane is turning at the beginning of our area of reduced buffer, we thought that a vertical wall there would become a traffic hazard and it would people might run into it in the event they're trying to get out. So we opted for landscaping so that it's still providing the screening for pedestrians, but it's a little bit more of a softer vertical obstruction there.
This is Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec. It does appear that there's a sidewalk there, so I'm not sure why a person would run into the wall. Would they jump the curb and cross the sidewalk and run into the wall?
No. It's just that the wall would have to be placed immediately behind the curb, and usually there's like a foot or two of overhang behind a curb to allow the front of a car to maneuver. The front of their car would certainly not be reaching the sidewalk, but we didn't want to place a vertical wall immediately behind the curb.
Sorry, I'm not quite seeing that. I feel there's a sidewalk there, right? So where is the curb?
There is a curb at the edge of the bypass lane, the northern edge of the bypass lane.
This is Chair Wolfley. I think Ms. Somerville, they're talking about the inside on their property, and I think you're talking about the right of way.
I am.
Yeah. So the wall would be on the inside their property along their bypass lane. That's where the buffer for the drive-through lanes would appear.
I think they have the choice. There is enough width there to put a wall. You know, if it's a, are you reducing it to 3 feet?
So the verbiage on this code for this buffer that we're identifying is a 6 feet wide with vegetation screening or a 6 foot wide with a wall. So we don't have the distance for the 6 foot. That's why we're requesting the waiver, because the 6 feet is not being provided because of this extension of that lane there. So it's just in that small section as identified in the purple. So it's 6 feet regardless, and we are asking for a waiver for that 6 foot.
The area that you have colored purple, is that reduced to 3 feet?
3.8, yes.
And it seems like that could fit a wall if, you know, a wall, the wall thickness could be placed on the inside of the sidewalk.
So the reason for us desiring the landscaping instead is one, because the way we understood it, the code allows for landscaping or a wall. So the preference is for landscaping, not because of the constructability. Yes, the width of a wall would fit there, but it would be immediately behind the curb on our property, which would provide a vertical obstruction to cars maneuvering that turn inside our property.
So the curb they're talking about, Ms. Somerville, is on the inside or the south, the just below that purple area.
Right. Okay. I think our position is still that the wall would be better in as far as blocking and providing a blocking views and providing a sufficient streetscape barrier.
Okay, and I think that's something that you can suggest. I do think the applicant has the choice in the IDO to do which one they prefer with your, providing guidance on that, so. Okay, for now, let's let them think about that and let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan for this site. Though prior to approval, the proposed manhole will need to be included on the infrastructure list. Was that added on there? I didn't see that.
Sorry, got the wrong one here. I'm pulling up the infrastructure.
Do you know the answer to that?
I do not believe it has been added yet, but we can definitely add that.
Okay. How quickly are you able to add that?
We can get that added immediately.
Okay. Yeah, and why I'm asking that is that we, like the infrastructure list has to be finalized as part of our approval as we're reviewing your project. So if that can be immediately, that would be good.
Okay. We can get you this right after this.
Okay. Right after
we get off this case.
Okay. And we kind of need it now,
Ms. Okay.
Yeah. If possible in real time.
All right, Liz, are you able to add that really quick and send it to me?
Yeah, I'll add it right now.
Thank you.
And let's go to transportation.
Yes, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Platting action shall be approved prior to site plan approval with a right-of-way dedication for the new lane. And also as part of this platting action that was mentioned that shared access would be established and that will work. Also on the infrastructure list, just like for the one on Wyoming, just be very specific on width and length of any lane additions as well as sidewalk. The ramps for both accessways shall be modified to match current ADA standards with truncated domes. Use exact detail for graphics of ramps on the site plan. Those are some of the main comments I had. Did you receive all of my comments last night?
Yes, we did. And we believe we addressed a majority of them. So in terms of number three, Liz, do you want to speak on that really quick just to clarify where you were at with that? For comment number three for transportation.
Which one was that?
Ms. Wolfenberger, can you identify the gist of the comment?
So I think a lot of these comments were made before, and there was definitely a significant attempt to address most of them. I think I just had minor comments left. For instance, on one of the ramps, you know, we did a detail on one of the ramps for the north side of the crosswalk, and there was just minor stuff that needs to be done just to make it acceptable for building permit purposes. I don't think you were that far off. I could see some attempt to address the comments. I just need some adjustments still and some notes added.
Okay, and then on.
And that's something you could accept delegation for?
Well, the infrastructure list still needs to be revised, and then the platting, I thought we always had to have the plat done before the plan.
This is Chair Wolfley. When people go to the EPC for a site plan, then they do that step first before the plat, but we will need to get a plat for this.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck, Madam
Jay,
Chair.
Just a second, please. So Ms. Wolfenberger, in terms of the infrastructure list, what changes do you need to be made on that?
Well, the width of the sidewalk, the width of the lane that's going to be added, the length, it needs to match exactly what's shown on the traffic study.
So what I'm thinking we might do with your project, since you need to add some widths of things on your infrastructure list, maybe we can, depending on how things go, we might be able to just put you to the end of the agenda and let you work on that, because okay. It sounds like that's pretty simple to do.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes, for sure. Liz, do you need any clarifications in terms of that infrastructure list and what she's asking and what items exactly, so we can get this straightened out?
So basically you need it phrased the same way that we updated 705 or Wyoming this morning, right?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you're a little soft spoken.
So this morning we had updated the infrastructure list for the Wyoming Boulevard Canes, and you just need everything phrased in that manner, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, so there was an infrastructure list provided for Wyoming that I helped out with. I mean, it shows the length of a lane, the width of a lane, and, you know, just location from, you know, such and such intersection back. And also, you know, as part of the traffic study, if there's striping identified on the access way, as far as left turn out, you know, right turn, that all needs to be specified on the infrastructure list as well, just to make sure that it gets implemented.
Okay, yeah, I can update that. It's going to take me like maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and I can send it directly over to you. Regina, if I send it to you, are you able to forward it on?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
And that should go to Jay and Jean.
Okay.
Okay, let's go now to planning comments and Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So just like we're going to need to get the recorded IIA as there's an infrastructure list here, just like the previous one. And I'll note that we'll also need, if approved, that IDO waiver noted on the site plan as well. Regarding the platting action, what I was going to mention was that I believe that can be a delegated item for final sign-off to get that plat recorded. And we, because this is an EPC site plan sign-off, we can, it, you know, if everything else is addressed, we can approve the site plan before we approve the plat.
Okay, sounds good, thank you.
Okay. So I think what I'd like to do is give you some time to update the infrastructure list. Some of the other notes on the site plan could be a delegation item, but not the infrastructure list. So does that sound acceptable to
yes,
the applicant?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask if there's a motion to move item 8 to follow item 14 on the agenda.
Carter, water 40.
Can I make one comment?
Sorry.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I'd like to make a comment. It does appear that the width of the landscape may be an issue, is also with street trees and other things within the IDO. Is it possible to do a delegation for that item to speak about that again?
Let's first bring up the site plan, the landscaping plan, because they, you know, there's two things going on here. One is their regular streetscape, you know, and then the other one is their buffer required because they have a drive-through lane. And then it was determined that they would put that buffer on their bypass lane, that would be the location of it. So let's look at the landscape plan, Ms. Sommerfeld, one more time and see what may or may not concern you.
Regina, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Can you please confirm which page this is on?
Yeah, so this is going to be on the original submittal.
Okay.
Right now we're viewing Mesa del Sol, Jay, just so you know.
Okay, so with the original application, it's called DRB submittal. Major amendment. Okay, let me go ahead and get down to that page. Oh, Okay, so it's going to be on 37 of the original application.
Okay. One second here.
And in that buffer, we identify the vegetation needed for that in terms of trees and screening too. And we have a list of items that we are providing in that buffer.
Regina, what page is that again on the original submittal?
37.
Thank you.
I mean, I believe the issue would be that, you know, whether or not those will be able to survive in that space and then provide the buffer that is being, you know, required for that type of screening.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm sharing that landscape plan here.
And then there's a plant list right underneath that too that identifies what's in that landscape buffer. So
the width minimum is 4 feet.
I'm sorry?
The width of that area where you would be the reduced buffer width with landscaping, what is the width?
3.8 feet.
And part of the reason they're doing that, Ms. Sommerfeld, is because transportation asked them to put in this D-cell lane, is that correct?
Yes, so there's an existing D-cell lane. We had to extend it at least 50 feet to accommodate the traffic study and the results with that.
Yes, I understand why the buffer is being reduced. I'm just stating that I don't believe that the way that this is shown will work in that way. So if the wall could be provided instead, that would seem to meet the same function as what the buffer was supposed to require.
Okay, and what with these existing trees in that buffer would not be sufficient? Because this is what the IDEA was calling out for in terms of-
I believe it is required, trees should be spaced 25 feet on center and there should be a minimum of 4 feet width.
So we're talking about a few inches here?
In the width, are they currently spaced 25 feet on center?
I do not have that exact measurement right now, but I believe they would be. Liz, are you able to quantify that distance right now in a CAD file?
And if you can zoom in even more on that area where the buffer is, Jay, I think that would be helpful.
I can pull up the PDF and try and measure it, but I don't have the CAD file, that's the landscape architect, but I do, I mean, we can, if there are concerns that the landscape architect did not follow the IDEA or if they are not providing plants that would survive given these conditions, I'm sure that they would be able to comment on their design.
It does appear that, you know, this is perhaps the spacing of the trees would, you know, maybe more trees would be added that would then meet the requirement for the spacing, that would probably help that situation.
Okay, so I think at this point, we're gonna let this simmer with the three of you. And then when we come back and look at this, we can decide, you know, maybe you could show we've got this or if it needs to be an item as part of the delegation, we can do that to just fine tune that area. So I'm gonna go back and go ahead.
Can we just clarify, because I think I heard two different things in terms of spacing and then adding more trees. So are you looking to add more trees just for more safety precautions, which is doable, but are you looking for the distance between those trees so we know what to move forward with?
If I would need the distance to confirm that it meets the requirement, but it does not, to me, it does not appear that there the distance is, so the distance would designate or would allow for the amount of trees. It does appear that there are more trees needed to meet that distance requirement.
You're saying an increase of trees?
Yes.
Okay, we can confirm that.
If the trees are spaced 25 feet on center, is there a code of the IDEO that says we need more than that?
Just to meet that spacing, you would need more, depending on what you currently have. So I can't give you a number.
We'll verify that just
and I'll let you know.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to Mr. Carter. I think he was making a motion for moving this item to follow item number 14 on the agenda.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, that's correct. I move for this one to follow number 14.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I second.
Okay, thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Omar, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to move item 8 to follow item 14. Okay, thank you.